Good morning, everyone. How we doing? Perfect. Thank you. I got one back here. Thank you. How many of you guys, this is your first time at camp, summer camp? Oh, a good amount of you guys. Thank you. Okay, so I feel like it's important for you guys to get to know me, okay, as I get to know you guys. So is there anything else, a couple of you guys, what do you want to know about me? My favorite hobby. Once you have kids, you don't have too many hobbies. But I love playing games with my kids. We love board games. Jiu-jitsu is becoming a hobby of mine. And I really enjoy like reading in my free time or watching a really good movie. Right here. My favorite board game, lately it's been the Dude Perfect board game. Have you guys played that? Are you guys familiar with Dude Perfect? Okay, well, it's a bunch of dudes, and they do a lot of cool stuff, and they create a board game, and I play with my kids. Right here. The farthest that I've ever been, that's a great question. That's going to be our last question. I have actually been to Ukraine 5 times. I actually, me and my wife used to go there and put on summer camps for orphans with an organization. You guys can put your hands down because that's going to be our last question. And we actually fell in love with it. We wanted to move there. And God, for some reason, closed that door. I now know why he closed that door, because there's a war and we would have been asked to leave Ukraine. But for years, I wrestled with why did God close that door, because I really wanted to go there, and I loved the ministry they were doing. But God used that time of me traveling really far to Ukraine to go into ministry and fall in love with doing kids ministry and hanging out with people like you guys. So great question. Thank you for asking that. So you guys can go ahead and open your Bibles to Genesis. Who remembers where we were? 37, and we are going to continue in the story of Joseph. So if you guys remember, we read the first couple verses of chapter 37. And what we see is that Joseph's brothers really don't like him, right? We see them go tell on them. We see that he is the favorite child. And then we see that he tells them about this dream he's going to have, that they're going to all bow down to him. When you get to 37, find verse 12. Raise your hand when you get there so I know how many of us are there. You remember this part of the Bible? I think a lot of you guys are going to remember this story as we keep reading. How many of you guys grew up in church? Or how many of you guys just started going to church or haven't been to church? Okay. So this story should be a little familiar, okay? So 37, verse 12. Let's start reading. Read with me, okay? Now his brothers went to the pasture, their father's flock near Shechem. And Israel said to Joseph, "Are not your brothers pasturing the flock at Shechem? Come, I will send you to them." And he said to them, "Here I am." So he said to him, "Go now, see it is well with your brothers and with the flock, and bring me word." So he sent him from the valley of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a man found him wandering in the fields. And the man asked him, "What are you seeking?" "I am seeking my brothers," he said. "Tell me, please, where are they pasturing?" And the man said, "They have gone away, for I heard them say, 'Let us go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers and found them at Dothan. So a little interesting fact is, why was Joseph already not with his brothers? The Bible doesn't explicitly tell us, but it might have been added again to the hatred his brothers had for him, right? He didn't have to go do some of this stuff. So what we're going to do is, hold on, let me grab something. I need some people who are feel like they're good actors. And we're going to act out a little bit of this story, okay? Zach is a good actor? Okay, let's get Zach. Zach is going to be Joseph. Okay, can you try? Hold on. And then I need some people to be Joseph's brothers. I need three people. Whoa, we talked about quiet hands. Let's get you right here in the black. Let's get you right there in the black shirt as well, Jesus King shirt. And then let's get you right here with the glasses. Here's your coat of many colors, okay? Now, I don't have biblical robes, but I do got some bathrobes. Okay, so back then people wore a lot of robes. And for the sake of having some fun this morning, you guys are just going to put these on, okay? No, like a robe. You ever worn a bathrobe? They're not really a thing anymore, but at my church we have a lot of them. For this exact situation, okay? Okay, so you guys are all up here because you're good actors, right? Okay. So as I read the story, we're going to ask that you guys act it out, okay? So maybe come up here. We're going to have Joseph. You're going to start over here. You're going to have you guys over here in this area pastoring the flock, okay? And remember, you guys hate this guy, okay? So as we're reading, you got to act it out. You said you were a good actor, remember? Okay, you guys ready? Okay, let's read in verse 18. They saw him from before, and before he came near to them, they conspired against him to kill him. So get together and conspire. They said to one another, "Here comes this dreamer. Come now, let us kill him and throw him into one of the pits. Then he will say that a fierce animal has devoured him, and we will see what will become of his dreams." But one of the brothers, Reuben, heard it. He rescued him out of their hands, saying, "Let us not take his life." And Reuben said to them, "Shed no blood. Throw him into this pit." One of you guys be Reuben. Just be like, "Don't kill him. Throw him into this pit." Point to the pit somewhere. No, to the brothers, to the brothers. Okay. So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the robe of many colors that he wore, and they took him and threw him into the pit. So you guys are going to, no, he's going to walk to you guys, okay? So you're going to walk to them. They're going to beat you up, take your coat. No, all you guys got to do it. Oh, no, Joseph. Throw him into the pit. Yeah, just sit right there, sit right there. Don't lose the coat, don't lose the coat. You guys are going to need that. The pit was empty. There was no water in it. Then they sat down to eat, and looking up, they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead, and with their camels bearing gum, balm, and myrrh on their way to carry it down to Egypt. So see the Ishmaelites coming? Then Judah said to his brothers, "What profit is it if we kill our brothers and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh." The brothers listened to him. The Midianite traders passed by. They drew Joseph up, lifted him out of the pit, and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver. So you guys got to pull him out. Pretend sell him to the Ishmaelites. Get your bag of silver. Oh, there you go. You got it. All right, everyone give it up for Joseph. Joseph, you can go have a seat. Now, when Reuben returned to the pit, and saw that Joseph was not in it, he tore his clothes. So you can just rip off your robe. And returned to his brothers and said, "The boy is gone, and where shall I go?" Then they took Joseph's robe and slaughtered a goat and dipped it in the blood. And they sent the robe of many colors and brought it to their father. We need someone who can be Joseph's father. You right there. So you guys are busy killing a goat or something, dipping it in the blood. Here, this is going to be for a... I got a little beard for you. Okay, you got to wear the beard because you're the father of all these sons, okay? Yeah, you're old. Here, you're going to put this coat on. You can put your arms through it if you want. So they killed an animal. They took his coat, killed an animal, dipped it in the blood, tore it up a little bit. And they start bringing it back to Joseph's father, Jacob. And this is what they said. "This we have found. Please identify whether it is your son's robe or not." Turn towards the people so everyone can see you. "Please identify whether it is your son's robe or not." So you have to identify it, look at it. "And he identified it and said, 'It is my son's robe. A fierce animal has devoured it.' Then Jacob tore his garments, put on sackcloth, and mourned for his son for many days." So you got to be really sad. All right, everyone give it up for our actors. Very good, very good. You guys can take your robes off now. You really like that beard? Okay, so now we see the hate that his brothers have for him. They hated him so much they wanted to kill him. But luckily, one of the brothers says, "Let's not kill him, okay? Let's just throw him in this pit." And then Reuben leaves, and they sell him into slavery. Now, what isn't talked about, but we know is happening, is that this is part of God's sovereign plan. It's part of that promised Savior that he sees in Genesis 3. But what I really want to highlight is how sin that we all have affects the world around us, right? And how we are more like Joseph's brothers than maybe we ever want to admit, okay? So to help, I need someone to come. I have this paper, okay? And the challenge is you have to fold it in half 8 times. Who feels like they can do it? 8 times. You right here in the Lakers jersey. So every time you fold it, it has to be in half again and again and again. Okay, who thinks he can do it? Okay, that's one. One. Two. Three. Four, it's getting tight. Five, six. It's actually impossible to do it more than 6 times. Who knew that? Did any of you guys know that? As hard as you try, you can take that with you and keep trying if you'd like. No, only one person's gonna do that. But what happened? Did he pass or fail the challenge? He failed. And that's what sin is, right? Sin is when we miss the mark, when we fail at the challenge. The problem with sin is there's nothing we can do to get past, to actually complete the challenge, right? No matter how hard we try, there's just nothing we can do. And that's why we need a promised Savior. But then, so we all have this sin, right? We all miss the mark, and this sin impacts the people we interact with, our families. In the life of Joseph, we see his brother's sin really impacts his life, right? But we also see in the story of Job that sin also just affects everything in the world, right? People get sick, people get hurt, and a lot of times this isn't explained to us. So I want to tell you guys a story about my friend. She was 9 years old when this happened to her. How many of you guys are 9, 10? You guys are all 9, 10, 11 years old, right? So from the time she was 9 or 10 and 10, she had cancer, okay? And have you guys ever met anyone who had cancer? So we don't know why this happens, but for her, she was your guys' age, right? She's 9 years old when she first gets it. It's in her hip, so it affects the way she walks. She spent, for that two-year period, she spent almost all of it in a hospital bed. She had to get chemo, so she lost all of her hair. And afterwards, once they got rid of the cancer and she's healed, so praise God. But afterwards, she started acting out at home. And so I'm the kids pastor at the church, so her parents call me. And I knew her very well. I know her family very well. And so I'm sitting with her, and I'm just kind of asking, like, what's going on? You know, why are you acting out? Why are you having so much trouble at home and in school? And she was like, I feel like I got cancer because I'm a bad person. Now, is that true? We don't see God give us things because we're bad people. That never happens. Now, if you guys were in that situation, what would you say to her? What would you say to her? Never mind. Okay, right here. Okay. It's a lie from the enemy. That's good. That's kind of what I told her. But we see, unfortunately, when Adam and Eve ate the apple and they brought sin into the world, not only does it affect the way we live, but sometimes it just affects everything. And we don't always know why these things happen, right? But what for her, what she was doing is, like last night when we were looking at the puzzle and there was missing pieces, she was trying to fill in those pieces and be like, I got cancer for this reason. This thing happened to me for this reason. But as these things are happening and we can't see the whole picture, this is what this week is about. We can trust God, that he is good and that he is sovereign. And so we see with Joseph, now he's going to be a slave in Egypt. What do you guys think Joseph is feeling? He was just going to meet his brothers. They beat him up, throw him into a pit with no water. What do you think? What's Joseph feeling? Yeah, pretty sad. Probably similar to what my friend was feeling, right? Like, why is this happening to me? What could happen? But we see Joseph seems to always be trusting in God, okay? And we're going to talk more about God's plan for our sin. But today I just wanted to highlight how sin impacts us, the world around us, and how even though it impacts all these things, we can still look to God. And now my friend who had cancer, she now uses that story to help other kids who are going through really hard situations to be like, I know you don't understand what's happening, but you can still trust God. We can still have hope in Jesus. One of my favorite things about the Bible is we see through the whole Old Testament that it all points to a guy named Jesus, okay? And even in Joseph's story, we get to see hints of this coming Savior or Jesus. And what if you guys know about Jesus, we know that Jesus, he left heaven and came down to earth, right? He was separated from his loving Father. And we also see that with Joseph. Now he's separated from his loving Father. Okay? So remember, even if we don't see the whole picture, God is still at work. Okay? Let me pray for us. Father, so thankful to be out here this week, God. Thankful for each one of these kids. Thankful for this story of how we're going to continue to walk through Joseph and how he continues to be put in these hopeless situations, that he continues to have hope. I pray that each one of these kids would understand the hope they can have in you as this week continues, God, and they walk away with a bigger picture of your love for them. We pray all these things in your son's name. Amen.